Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Thomas Williamson, president of Chippewa Resources.
Thomas Williamson, president of Chippewa Resources Incorporated.
Tell me about Chippewa Resources Incorporated.
We started up here in the Bakken in 08, and we do primarily inspection for new construction projects. We're the third-party QC. And you may have heard from some of the speeches that's now mandated that you have to use a third party up here. So our core business is inspection, but we also do survey, front-end engineering, design work, and just total project management.
Where are you located out of?
We're headquartered out of Minot. We've got field offices in Watford and Stanley and also an office in Denver.
So if you started in 08, you got in it right when the oil was starting to ramp up a little bit. Describe to me from 2008 to say 2014.
It was crazy. It was build anything at any cost. These guys, we succeeded because we were able to plug holes for E&P companies and midstream companies and offer them local solutions. There's such a shortage of talent at that time. Our success, we were the boots on the ground here.
And what's it like been the last couple of years?
You've seen a consolidation, but what we have seen, it's actually consolidated our space in the market because, you know, we took a concerted effort to do things right this whole time. We weren't gouging people. You know, we were more of the local player. So you've seen a lot of these companies that we were competing against are gone. We're still here. We still have a core of 50 employees, and we're still growing.
Are you finding that you've got enough work within the oil and gas industry, or are you starting to branch into other fields? And the example, I'm seeing you got GPS, GIS solutions. Of course, precision agriculture comes to mind,
right?
And the new integration of the UAS industry when it comes to agriculture. Are you guys finding other industries?
Yes, we're crossing over into some commercial work, real estate development, survey work like that. We're also seeing inspection and other construction industries other than oil and gas. And also, I've got another company that, the environmental and regulatory affairs work, that's going to be a huge issue coming forward. I mean, government does not shrink, it gets bigger.
Talk to me about that environmental part. I mean, you know, with coal plants, what's going on there? With the flaring, there seems to be a increase of regulations, executive orders, and environmentalism.
Correct, and then you're starting to see the culture change up here. Just ensure regulatory compliance. What's being thrown at the oil industry, it's almost going to get to a point of over-regulation. You've seen those cycles come and go. Mm-hmm. If we're not careful and we don't get ahead of this, we're going to over-regulate ourselves out of business. The cost of doing business is going to get worse.
Any projects you guys are working on right now that you can talk about, or is it pretty hush-hush?
No, we have core, we enter partnerships with our companies. You know, I've been working for Hess for the last 8 years. Some of our other clients are Summit Midstream, EOG Resources, Whiting. We're pretty much embedded, so we don't bid project to project. Mm-hmm. We're more like their partners. We're there continually. And those are the long-term relationships we're looking at because we're not going anywhere.
You getting any work out of Minot? I see Minot's growing pretty good. New airport. I saw United Pulse change their name, and they're going to bring in one of the largest chickpea lentil producing plants in the upper Midwest, if not the nation, if not the world, I was even told. How's Minot been?
Minot's been, I really enjoy Minot. When we got married, this was not a place that was on their horizon. But it's a great town. It's a great place to raise a family. We are kind of insulated from, we're just eastern edge enough. Minot wasn't the craziness that the Williston's and the Watford's had. It's still a great Midwestern town. And I have to give my wife credit. She's got us embedded up there.
Final thoughts, whatever you want people to know about Chippewa Resources.
Well, we're still here. We're a local resource. The bulk of our employees have moved their families here. And we're part of the community. And that's how we look at it on these projects is we're living here. Let's make sure this thing's getting built right. You know, you hear the horror stories in the industry, and we're there as that stopgap to make sure that we're doing right in the industry.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Williamson, the president of Chippewa Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sarah Baer from SWCA Environmental Consultants.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Baer. I work for SWCA Environmental Consultants.
SWCA Environmental Consultants. Where are you guys located?
We're here in Bismarck, but we have 30 offices throughout the West, slowly expanding to the East.
And are you located in Bismarck?
Yes, we are.
So what is it that SWCA Environmental Consultants does?
Yeah, we take care of all the environmental, regulatory, and compliance work for oil and gas clients. So essentially, all those environmental laws that have to be taken care of prior to a well pad or a pipeline going in or any of those types of things.
So I've asked this to a couple other environmental companies. What is it like working with the oil companies? Is it something they welcome you in? Are they kind of leery when you show up on their doorstep? Are you a facilitator? You know, when we're talking about environment and regulations, some oil companies, not that they don't mind it, but you understand what I mean. So how is it the working relationship?
I think that our working relationship with our clients is very much a partnership. And so we work together to make sure that we can navigate through the regulatory network and all the environmental laws. And so I think that our clients very much welcome our guidance through those laws.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the guidance that you might provide. I'll give you an example. When I talked to Beaver Creek Archaeology, for example, they mentioned, you know, some of the, you know, spearheads or some of the things that they might find. What is it, some of the guidance that you give oil and gas?
Sure, there's lots of different areas of environment. So we may look at bird surveys, so eagle permit takes, those kinds of things. Cultural resources, so same thing as Beaver Creek, archaeology, arrowheads. We also look at things like endangered and threatened species. So the Dakota skipper is a big issue here. It's a little butterfly, and it's actually threatened and endangered here. And surveys are coming up soon, so we got to make sure that we're taking care of our oil and gas clients who may have habitat in their areas.
Do you find that wind is producing some questions when it comes to environment? I've heard everything from eagles' nests to birds migrating. Do you guys work with any wind companies? I see there's a turbine on your booth here, so I just wanted to ask you about some of the environmental concerns with nature when it comes to wind.
Oh, definitely. So we do work with generation, a lot of different wind clients, and you have all sorts of issues. Again, migratory birds are the biggest issue for wind clients, and so making sure those turbines are not going to impact areas where birds may be migrating through and looking for suitable habitat to nest or to breed or whatever the case may be.
How about when it comes to permitting? That can change pretty quickly. So if some sort of permit process changes, how does that work with your clients?
As far as?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, maybe if there's a new deadline that they need to meet, and would they, and they're already working with you, or would they then reach out to you, I guess, And I was thinking of the flaring one, for an example, when they had that October 1st deadline a few years ago. When there's a change in, say, some regulations, how do you guys then fit into the picture?
Of course. I think it works both ways. Sometimes we have clients reaching out to us, asking us about new laws and new regulations that are taking care of. Mm-hmm. And also vice versa, we may see new things that are coming in that is happening with state or federal agencies, and then remind our clients, hey, these new laws are going to take into effect. How can we help guide you through that process?
To listen to the full-length interview with Sarah Baer with SWCA Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.